San Antonio has enjoyed a reputation for good relations between law enforcement and communities of color, but calls for racial equality and police accountability are growing louder on the Alamo City streets.
What do we want?
Justice!
What do we want?
Now!
At a recent rally in Travis Park, a small group of protesters hold signs that say things like, "Cops are not above the law," and "Your silence is deafening." Activist Mike Lowe points out that they're standing around a monument to dead Confederate soldiers.
All over America, we have reminders of white supremacy. I'm a firm believer they should be eradicated, but they're reminders of the still ever-present theme of white supremacy.
Lowe joined the Black Lives Matter movement 2 years ago, after the Ferguson police officer who killed Michael Brown was acquitted. Fellow protester Debbie Bush says the problems of Ferguson are here too, no matter how often people suggest otherwise.
They're living in a fantasy land. It's happening here in San Antonio. It's just that San Antonio has a way of keeping a lid on things that happen here in San Antonio.
Bush's nephew, a black 23-year-old named Marquise Jones, was fatally shot by a San Antonio police officer in 2014. Police say Jones had displayed a handgun, but his family and some witnesses say that's not true. The officer was not charged. Bush says most people here know the names of Trayvon Martin, Eric Garner, or Freddie Gray, but not her nephews.
Marquise will be gone 3 years in February. They still come to me and say, "Oh, I didn't hear about that." And it's like, where do you live? Even with Antrony Scott, people don't, who was he? I never heard of that.
Antrony Scott was a 36-year-old unarmed black man killed by a police officer this year. Chief William McManus first suspended the officer who killed Scott, but later dropped all punishment. According to a public records analysis by the Texas Justice Initiative, the San Antonio Police Department killed at least 10 unarmed men in the past decade. 7 were black, 3 were Hispanic. The protesters say they want to see cops stand trial when they kill somebody, not just no-billed by a grand jury.
We've been very lucky that we haven't had a lot of those issues here.
Sergeant Jesse Salome is a spokesman for the San Antonio Police Department. He sees no pattern of racial profiling.
The issues we have are isolated and not the norm. We genuinely do believe in community policing in a way that will help to bridge the gap. It's been a focal point of Chief McManus's tenure here.
Reform has been another focus. The chief signed on to President Obama's 21st century policing recommendations. They call for more data transparency and training to help cops avoid using force and deal with any cultural biases. San Antonio Police Officers Association President Mike Helly says the chief's new focus is the reason the union cast a no-confidence vote against him.
You know, we always have room for improvement, but the things that were coming from the Obama administration, I think it took a lot of our guys back that since we don't have these issues here locally, then why are you bringing this to our doorstep?
Helly says protesters aren't representative of the city's feelings.
There is always a group that's out there that doesn't like authority. In the 80s, they were anarchists. Back in the 70s and 60s, it was the Ku Klux Klan. Now we have a new group manifesting themselves, Black Lives Matter.
With police community relations under the microscope, SAPD Sergeant and San Antonio Black Police Officers Coalition Vice President Tina Jones says her already demanding job is even harder.
You come out here and you put your life on the line every day for anybody. It doesn't matter color. And then for people to feel the way they feel, you know, you're putting everybody in one barrel, and that's not fair. And that's what's very disappointing to me, you know, right now as far as my job, you know, coming to work every day.
Sergeant Jones says San Antonians need to come together.
Not taking away from blue lives, you know, or black lives, red, green, purple, you know what I'm saying? And not trying to downplay anything, but everybody's lives matter.
All lives matter!
When black lives matter!
As officers linger on the outskirts of the Travis Park rally, activist Jonathan Jones says there's no ill will towards law enforcement.
So the relationship is good. I respect them very highly. But you can always respect somebody and also want to hold them accountable as well.
We have to do more than just come out and stuff like this.
Jones says he's not out to create division in San Antonio, but to address real problems that he feels people choose to ignore.
We have a lot of people that think our nation was great. We think that racism was done. It wasn't ever really done, though. It's just been swept under the rug.
San Antonio may not be Baton Rouge or Baltimore, but Jones says if people don't speak out about the issues that do exist, we might not know how bad things are until it's too late. Aaron Schrank, Texas Public Radio News.